All right, breaking news. Rico's been replaced by a recycling bin, so he refuses to join the show. That's for your Torkelson take. Now we're even. All right. Now, eventually, Rico will return. Let's get to business. I want to ask your review of Rico. The show's moving on. You can do the show from in there, or that's your Torkelson take. That's the recycling bin.
Until my chair gets put back, I'm in here.
Then I guess, you know what? This is like fantasy football trade talks. We're at an impasse. So, listen, let's do the sign stealer review. If you want Tiger Baseball, Odyssey.com Rewind, where we didn't pan their winning. Not at all. But we have a different meaning behind it. For the Netflix documentary, it's up to you guys, right? Rico and I talked about it in all seriousness. There's no way you can be upset by anything in that documentary. It was cringeworthy at best. But I want to know what your review is. And you've seen reviews from national media. So please don't bore me with the take that no one cares outside of Buckeyes. You can just stop. That makes you comfortable at night. It's not reality. I just thought it was cringy. And I think, and we did this at 2 o'clock, I think the unifying way to approach it is, look, I whether you're a dyed-in-the-wool Wolverine or you're a hater, Sparty, or Buckeye, or just a college football fan, I don't know anyone who goes, wow, that was a really good idea to have that on TV. I think Stallions comes across as, well, Connor Stallions. Smart, but a lunatic, a liar, and defiant. And I just don't think those are good things amidst the NCAA and your NOA. And look, they finished the documentary with, I'd do it all over again. I don't regret anything. You're like, oh, dear Lord. I did think it was hilarious for Connor Stallions to be presented with video of him at the state game and go, and he was like the guys in Wolf of Wall Street. I do not recall. I do not have any recommendation on that.
Looked over at his lawyer.
Hey, buddy.
And his lawyer was, yeah, that's, I don't know what tantrum you had when I went out on break.
You're all good. Continue. You sound great.
But again, until that gets fixed, I'm over here.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was like this lawyer stepped in and was like, yeah, you know, the Buckeye stole some stuff from him. But like, how can you not recall, but you can remember all of the signs that you've stolen throughout the years. But this, you draw a blank on. I can't remember. Yeah, it was you. It was you. He came across as trying to be Jim Harbaugh light, like Jim Harbaugh 2.0. I could be just as arrogant as my hero, Jim. And it's like, you don't have the same cachet as Harbaugh. So, no, NFL teams wanted him. Detroit Mumford wanted you. So that should kind of let you know you're not on the same level.
I think the other interesting thing is, look, and again, it didn't change anyone's mind. I don't think I'll take a single phone call. Like Rico, the first time we did this, no one called in changing their opinion. And a couple people called in just going, look, it's cringeworthy. It's awful. I would like this over with. Or just whatever, we won, and now just let's get to the next part. Respect, I have no issue with that. But wait, like the things I can't stand and are the talking points of like, well, he was a low-level staffer, right, who got a game ball from Jim Harbaugh for his sign stealing.
Yeah,
like you got to let go of certain talking points.
Yeah, that or, you know, everybody cheats, everybody steals, everybody does this. Like, guys, you did this. You ran a system where he admitted to buying tickets for other people. He admitted to all of this stuff. Like, it's not watching game tape that you recorded off of ESPN or off of Peacock. No, you actually had a systematic way of going from game to game to game and recording things. Well, did other people give you tapes? Well, yeah, but, you know, it's kind of like when your grandmother gives you a gift and you already have it. You just kind of accept it anyway. He came across as very smarmy, very arrogant. Very, I'm smarter than everybody else because I got away with this because I did it all in the name of Michigan.
And then first of all, yeah. I wish I loved anything in this life half as much as that kid loves U of M. I mean, it's almost a hat tip.
Man, I don't think there's pastors out there.
He's Glenn Close and Fatal Attraction.
And there's pastors out there that don't love Jesus that much. I mean,
we're looking at one right there.
Hey!
Right there.
Hey!
That con artist. I don't know. I'd like to know from the people. And you know what? If you're a Michigan fan, maybe you didn't watch it. You know, the last thing I'd want to do as a Michigan fan is hear the name Connor Stallions. Coverage about our scandal. I'm not watching that.
Right. I mean, doing the interview in a car in the parking lot of the big house. Like, everything about this was a joke to the Buckeye informant dressed up looking like the Unabomber.
Also a Michigan grad. But it just...
Oh, wait. And just the latest thing.
It's not a flag. It's factual.
It appears that in there he says, well, I don't know if I was at Central Michigan. And then Dave Portnoy says, actually, he called and said that. Now, Mr. Portnoy is walking it back saying he was misquoted. I don't know how you could be misquoted.
It was in the doc.
It's according to, I just read the article and in the Spun, he's saying he was misquoted. It was editing. They made it sound as if he said that. This is where we are.
All right. Well, listen, I don't know if there's anyone upset about it. Like, I'm not going to change my opinion, and you're not going to change yours. And I totally get that. But what is your reaction to it? If you watched it, just what is your review? Pat Forty wrote a long review about it. The Athletic wrote a long review. Danny Cannell firebombed U of M on X or whatever you want to call it. Hey, disregard who you want, value who you want. I don't care. I just know for me, I don't think that did you any favors. I think it makes the question it would make you ask is, how did this lunatic gain access to the Michigan program and get to a point where he was so trusted by Jim Harbaugh that he was given a game ball and that he had access to the coordinators and Harbaugh? Because this is the one talking point. I heard this on our airwaves today. I'm not even going to get into who said it. I get annoyed by it. We got to stop with this whole, well, they haven't connected Stallions to the staff yet. First of all, he doesn't have to be connected to the staff. Anything that happened under Jim Harbaugh and that staff's purview, they are responsible for. So you can leave the Kremlin talking point. Second of all, we have you on video advising these guys, in sliding their headset off in seminal moments of games, and then they start doing the Macarena based right on what you told them. What are we doing? Come on. Can we please leave that talking point that if they knew or they didn't, they benefited? They lose.
Right.
If David starts dealing crack and his wife's got 100 extra grand a month, she benefited. Mm-hmm. If she chose to not ask where'd the extra money come from, because we know Greater Life don't have it, right, she's part of it.
Right. All of a sudden,
don't do that.
All of a sudden, his sons
what
are not.
I'm just saying, you don't run that kind of church. You don't have a G6.
Right.
Well, that is true, yes.
His sons start going to Country Day, and it's getting paid for in cash.
The church got a gold roof. David's got a Louis wallet. I don't know. Things are going on at Greater Life. No, it just, that's where I think, for me, it's whatever the NCAA is going to do, I want to get to that part. But if I'm a Michigan fan, I didn't need that. That made us look really, what's a polite word, weird? It's weird for a program of that value and that brand and you're like, this is the guy that infiltrated our program? This is the guy? This is who took us down? That I would just be like, oh God, please go away. No more with this guy.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like they tried to humanize him and say, well, he's a tragic hero. And it's like, no, he's not. He actually did some things that was wrong.
Right. So was Bernie Madoff. 248-539-9.
But let's go get some of Bernie's friends
right
and interview them.
We'll talk nice about him.
Right. He's going to say, you know what? Well, hey, Bernie walks his dog and, you know, he cuts the old lady's grass down the street. And
Bernie was misunderstood.
Right.
David, what's your thought as a Michigan fan, not as a pastor?
What? My thoughts is he's a weird dude. I want to just, you know, say it that way. He's a weird dude. And for those people, those Michigan fans, the edge of the fan base that still want to say, oh, well, everyone does it. Stop it. Just stop it now. Okay. Because not everyone does what this guy did. And it amazes me how this guy can be so brilliant in a way, because he came up with the scheme, but yet you can't remember You can't remember being on the sideline or where you were. You can't remember who was sending you videotape from the tickets you gave them.
He can decode 10,000 hand motions, but he can't remember he was on the game.
You gave tickets away, but, oh, I don't remember who gave me information
I don't remember who I gave the tickets to. I don't remember if they gave me things back. I don't remember if I was on the sideline. But, right, I'm smart. I can decode things. I know things better than you know. And yeah, it's like you can't have it both ways, Connor. And once again, he came across arrogant the way Harbaugh was defiant, except, as I said before, the NFL called Jim.
I think that's the problem.
The PSL called you.
And again, the headline of the draft of the NOA is a continued culture of non-compliance, right? How did that how did that broadcast end? We have the audio. Connor Stallion's basically saying, I don't regret a thing. We can bump back with it. That would irk me as a Michigan fan. It's the last thing I need. Like, can we please not give this guy a platform anymore? Can we distance ourselves a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, and that's what I wanted. I guess going into it, I don't know what I thought I was going to get, if I was going to really get information here. I wanted that, though. I wanted real information. I wanted to see who paid for this. Who did this? Who did that?
Well, it's not a serious documentary. That's the thing. I mean, if you're going to dig into Connor Stallions or dig into a two-sided deal, all right, why the LLCs? Take us through it. Why the broken vacuum sales? Who funded this on your $50,000 a year salary? You know, oh, your parents are mystically wealthy? Really? They're both school teachers. Like, there are ways to go about it. They didn't do it, but I never expected it because, again, you were giving a primarily pro-Michigan audience and Connor Stallions a platform. It's the only way he was going to agree to do this.
No, you're right about that because it starts off with giving the history of Michigan and how great the program is. And in my mind, I am a Michigan fan. I love to hear that. But in my mind, I'm like, but what does this have to do with him stealing signs?
That's right. So, yeah, just what is your reaction to it? And that's really it. There's no vitriol. There's no yelling or anything about it. I would just like to know, whatever side of the fence you're on, you watched it. Tell us what you thought of it. I will just say I didn't need the dramatic music. This isn't like getting our troops out of Afghanistan. We can calm down a little bit on that Netflix. But, yeah, that's Connor Stallions. Again, whatever. If you are pro, they didn't do anything wrong. It's not going to change your opinion. And if you believe they cheated, that's not going to change your opinion. I just know, I don't think on either side of it, if you're a Michigan fan, I don't know how that guy in that show that aired last night, how that's a good look. That's all. Now, whether that impacts anything, that's not really what we're talking about. I just want your feelings on when you watched it. That's about it. David, what did the ticket text have to say?
How does someone who is a savant at deciphering signals the matter of minutes not remember if he played dress up for a CMU game? That part is a joke.
Well, sure it is.
Connor sounds like Harbs in Following Rules, and that is his hero.
Well, let's be fair. Your own recruiting coordinator basically dimed you out, saying that Harbaugh's instructions were to go up to the line and cross it if you need to. I mean, that's the program you were running. Now, if you just subscribe to, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, I'm not mad at you. But if you get caught, it's like speeding. I love speeding. I speed all the time. But if you get caught, you don't get to say, well, what about the other guy? Yeah, well, I pulled you over. Like, I can't change that.
But everybody speeds.
Right. But
look, not everybody goes cars.
Unless you play for Georgia, not everybody goes 153 in a 45.
This is true.
Everybody's catching strays today, Kenny. I just replaced Rico with a recycling bin last segment.
Rico's a recycling bin. I'm getting...
Kenny, your team's very good. Leave me alone.
Yes, they are.
He's got some anger issues today, Kenny.
Not at all.
I have no idea.
No.
I'll go home an hour
early.
What
was that recycling bin?
Oh. Yeah, hey.
Wow.
Okay, then. I'll just keep reading.
I'm Kenny from MLA City.
I'm a Michigan fan. And I am just over all of the Connor Stallion stuff. If you're a Michigan fan and you can't admit that we cheated, then I don't know what to tell you. We got a national championship. I'm happy about it. But I do know the punishments are coming, and that's all it should be.
It's embarrassing because you really wanted last year to be about the accomplishments on the field and not everything that happened off the field. And it's tarnished. Yes, you got the trophy. But man, it's not the way you sold your soul for it. And David, you it was a ticket texter early in the show. It was kind of like Thanos. What did it cost you? It cost you everything.
Oh, the Thanos line.
Yeah.
As he's barbecuing alone on Nebular.
Yeah. Well, he's talking to the young. He was like, so what did it cost you? Everything.
Well, and again, it doesn't matter how many times we say it. It won't matter because I wish I just went to Arizona State or something. Then we could actually talk about this. The whole point is I've never asked people to care or change their point of view on it. But you don't get to tell me to change mine. You won. Enjoy it. I don't give a damn. Now, for me, yeah, of course I want to watch the world burn. I hate your guts. And you had guys in Halloween costumes on my sideline. If this were Michigan State, don't tell me for a second you don't react the same way. So just leave it alone.
And I'll go back to my first feelings on this when it first was coming out and things were leaking out. And to your point, Rico, I felt that about the Ohio State win the year before. When you start looking at the timeline, you're like, you know what? Yes, I love that memory. I will always have that memory.
Sure you will.
But in the back of my mind, it in my stomach. It's like, was it real, though?
Did we earn it or
yeah.
did we steal
guess
it?
Guess what? That's a YP, not an MP.
Correct.
That's a you problem.
Correct.
That ain't mine.
Y'all are mad. We just hired a smarter cheater than yours.
That's it.
Go Blue.
Okay, but you nailed it. Okay. But
also, signed by guy who thinks chocolate milk comes from brown cows?
Okay, but
answer that.
Here's where if you're going to call him the smarter cheater, then how come smarter cheater couldn't remember if he was on the sideline or not? Like, either you're smart or you're not. And it doesn't sound like he's that smart.
Look,
once again,
he's super intelligent at certain things. But I think the way he comes across in that, there is a delusion there.
I'm sure Mumford's going to win a state title this year.
No, you're right about that, Mike. There is a delusion. Because I did also read a text earlier about how he thinks somebody in the ticket texter says he must think he's number two. Harbaugh's one.
Yeah.
He's number two.
Yeah. When you write a 700-page manual, you do believe you're number two.
Well, it's a manifesto. What? Manuals are for like VCRs. A manifesto is when you really want to communicate your point.
When I think manifesto, I think of nefarious things. So I'm going to just go.
Is this not a nefarious thing?
No, man. Every day was about U of M winning the title.
Oh, okay. Right. Gotcha.
Every day. How can Go Blue win?
Dude, like I said, I wish I liked anything as much as he liked Michigan football. Oh, my God.
Connor, Michigan or your parents? Well, we had a good run. Mom,
yeah,
Pop.
A guy who's not a coach, not a player, but every day, this is what matters for Michigan to win a national
Dude,
title.
You can't knock his commitment to the craft. I just don't have to respect how he did it. That's all. I mean, his commitment was absolute.
Right. Right. Glenn Close is like, wow, you're over the top, buddy.
Wait a second.
Right. You're a little bit stalkerish, okay?
Tough.
From Tom, the documentary told me nothing except that perhaps this guy is brilliant, but cut corners all over the place. He is hiding a lot of information, though. He's a super fan.
There's no doubt. And it's not a, please do not make this a song. It's not a court of law. The NCAA doesn't have subpoena power. So you can lie to them. It just depends on if you ever want to work in college again.
But see, the thing is, he wants people to keep asking him questions because he won't go away. He needs to really let you know how smart he is. Because think about it. If you really were that smart and you got away with it, you just fade into the sunset and know, I did it. Mission accomplished. But he needs people to know. No, it was all me. It's my accomplishment. Keep talking to me. Do a documentary on me. I'm not going to go away. Ask me things, but then I'm going to get upset saying, quit asking me things, but keep at it. It's almost like Kardashian-like, where you crave the attention.
You're exactly right. There's rumors he was still at the Ohio State game, Michigan-Ohio State, and the national title game.
David, you know who sent him there, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's in the documentary.
You sure that wasn't misquoted as well?
I'm just shooting you straight. And again, it's fine. Like it doesn't change anything for me. All of it just comes down to everything U of M has done has been like super, super trolly. So it makes you wonder if that's why this is the NCAA doing things the way they are. Yeah, of course it is. I still don't believe they're going to hit you with anything substantial other than maybe to your ego. Like, if they start vacating stuff, there's no school in America that cares more than Michigan. Not all fans, just the school.
Yeah, because most other schools would be like, wow, we dodged that bullet.
They didn't take away anything current. Yeah. We could play in the playoffs. Nah, they hit you.
Everybody walks away a winner. The haters get to hate. The lovers get to love. It's a win-win because you don't have to care. You just don't get to tell anybody else to. It's always, it's like, I always treat stuff like this, David. It's almost like religion. If you love your religion, great. You don't get to tell anybody else they got to love yours. That's what college football is. If you cheated, right? Like what some, not all, I want to state that for the record. Most Michigan fans have actually been pretty decent. But you get your wackos and it's like, okay, if Kenny rolls out, now I won't do that. I've been hard on Kenny today. I'll just say this. If you go out and let's say you cheat on your taxes, you don't get to tell the IRS not to be mad at you. You've lost the right to tell them how to feel. Dude, you didn't pay taxes for 7 years. We have a problem here. Yesterday, I used a more salacious example involving David and his fertility. We won't do that today. What? You're fine. You've done nothing wrong. All right, let's get to the people. We got some football coming up at 5:45. Take it to Tiger Baseball. They're playing the Angels, who are a complete toilet. You'll be all right there. If you want Tiger Baseball, we talked about it in the 3 o'clock Odyssey.com rewind. Let's go to the people. Go to Ken, 97.1. Ken, how you doing, buddy? What's going on? Ken? Is Ken there?
Ken.
I'll put Ken on hold. Kenny, just make sure. Oh, wait. Ken? Kenny? Kenny, did you call the show? Is that why I couldn't hear him? We'll get back with Ken momentarily. Let's go to Phil, 97.1. Phil, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, did you catch the way they jammed Michigan State in that documentary yesterday?
Or oh, yeah.
Today when it came out?
Of course.
That was ridiculous.
The little bro stuff. Oh, yeah. It's
Brand. No. And it was like, I don't remember them rioting at any time pre-Michigan game. Do you? But they show them like smashing cars. And then they, of course, got to get into Tunnelgate and 8 people arrested. But the big one I thought that was a lie was when they said that Michigan State was not – they didn't want to play the game. They were considering not playing. If I recall, it wasn't the NCAA that came in and said, hey, heads up, you may not want to play. And they were all in. They were playing no matter what, right?
Yeah, the Big Ten came. They called up Alan Howler, the AD, and said, hey, just so you know, Michigan – may know your plays, and if you want to cancel this, let us know now, and we'll put an end to this. And they said, no, we'll go ahead and play it. Now, at the time, they weren't that good, so it wasn't like, oh, well, you know, they weren't going to beat them. But, yes, they had the opportunity, if they wanted to walk away from the game.
What a joke. But, yeah, that was I thought that was low, but there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's also a byproduct, too. It's back-to-back years. You haven't made a bowl game. Everybody's punching back. I mean, Phil, you know the deal. You know how this works. It's the same reason ESPN writing these ridiculous Aiden Childs articles, but they don't say a damn thing about the NOA the last 2 days. I mean, it's just what it is. It's how it rolls. Now, we had Ken on, and Ken hung up. But, Ken, if you're listening, all I'll tell you is this. If you're going to call this radio show and go, would you have the same reaction if it was Michigan State, I'll just answer your question with a question. What do you think? If you want to challenge the credibility of my 20 years in radio, go ahead. But I stand by my resume and how I've handled Michigan State. You want to hit the easy button and say it'd be different because it's where I went to school, then you haven't listened. Find me one of these bought and paid for Michigan people who has treated anything to do with U of M the way I've treated Tom Izzo or Mark D'Antonio the late years or whomever. I just call it like I see it. If you think it'd be any different, go listen to a different damn show. You won't be missed. Let's go to Stu, 97.1. Stu, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Stuart, what's the good word, brother?
Oh, man, another day, another nickel. I just want to say that I think Connor Stallions is doing all this to deflect from Harbaugh. Like, he's going to dive on the grenade to save old Papa Jim and think he's going to get on his NFL staff. But like we said, he's at Mumford. And Jim's in the NFL and is like, Connor, who?
Well, yeah. And I mean, look, he's a bit of he's an acolyte. You know, like sometimes you'll see these crazy people who want to emulate their idol like that. He's an acolyte. That's what he is. It's what he sounds like. He's like he wants to be Bo Schembechler. He wants to be Jim Harbaugh.
And the thing, when he is reciting Bo's speech verbatim, that was just like,
what am I watching here? But yeah, it's exactly what you said. He thinks he's Bo. It's Bo, it's Jim, and it's him. He's number three in the Trinity.
The team.
Yep. And Stu, you can't convince Connor that he is not up there with those two. Like, forget Lloyd. He's higher than Lloyd in his world.
David, take a text, and we'll put a by the way, it looks like the world's ending outside. What just happened here?
Yeah, storms are coming through. So,
the sun was out 30 seconds ago. What the hell happened?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the weather changed when I moved the recycling bin and replaced it with Rico. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, the clouds rolled in.
I got powerful friends. Quit messing with me.
Truth.
Was a Michigan fan, but switched to Texas. Don't have time for cheaters. They need the championship vacated.
Okay, time.
I don't believe he was ever a Michigan fan.
I don't believe that. No, I just don't believe any of that. I just don't. Look,
see, I think it's like most Michigan fans, like you and a lot of my friends, we won. I'm sick of hearing about this. Okay, we had a good enough team to win. It's an embarrassment because you just want people to love you, but it's all encompassing. I can't talk about your 15-0 season without also bringing up the fact that your head coach didn't coach in half your games. And yeah, you had this cloud of cheating over you. You had a scandal. It's a part of that.
Now, question. Where do we stand on Danny Cannell? I know as a Giants fan, I get very upset because he stunk as a quarterback for my team. But what is Danny Cannell respected in the college football world to Michigan fans?
I think
so. Here's what Danny Cannell had to say after watching this, and you can do what you like with it. Quote, I wanted to hear more details before really having a strong opinion on what Michigan did. But it's clear. They clearly cheated. They've been blatantly lying about the extent of it. They deserve harsh punishment. The entire Harbaugh era at Michigan is tainted. Danny Cannell. Do whatever you like. Just saying. Oh, it's just Buckeyes and Spartans. No, it's not. It's on every college football show, unless it's ESPN. Where, by the way, is anyone going to have Desmond on and confront Desmond with his own words about cheating that he had on June 9th of 2011? Anyone?
I would pay pay-per-view money to see that. Yeah. Please.
Just saying, Desmond, this is what you said about Ohio State, who, by the way, was nothing on field. It was selling pants for tattoos.
I'm shocked he wasn't on the documentary. I mean, because every person on there that has a M on their paycheck was.
Really?
Well, not everyone. No, he wasn't on there. Doug wasn't. No, they might as well.
He had a play-by-play call on there.
Yes, he did.
I'm sure he was asked.
I'm sure he probably just turned it down because he was busy doing radio shows here.
Or. Guy works once a week for 10 minutes.
I couldn't say it with a straight face, Dave.
I was trying to keep it myself. No, that's good.
Okay, wow. Are the Tigers going to get this game in?
Yeah, they'll get the game in. They're over. They got to be over 500 after today. So yeah, they'll get the game in.
Okay.
I'll read this text. That manifesto is fake. If you find it, please post it on the website. Else, stop pretending it's real.
Hold on.
Wait.
What?
He spoke about it.
Thank you.
Boy. Okay. Ding. Ticket texter. He actually talked about it in there. How it started off with just him writing down some notes, and it just grew. Man, some people, the amount of mental gymnastics they go through, they should make it an event in the 2028 LA Games.
Connor's saying, I cannot recall, is what his lawyers told him. That is a lawyer's phrase. Any good lawyer says it. It's something you say when you don't want to answer. It leaves you to ability to recall at a later time.
Is anyone going
to
comment on how it looks like War of the Worlds outside?
It's over us right now. What is happening?
Are the Tigers getting this game in?
It is over us.
What is
this? Oh, these trees are shaking, man.
This is the weather equivalent of MSU's 2016 season. What is this? Oh. It was sunny 5 minutes ago.
I guess the NCAA has arrived to punish Michigan.
When the sky turned red? Oh, yeah.
When we went 3-9 and everything went wrong.
I thought it was the Jacksonville State game.
I think it was Western. The orange sky?
Yeah, it was Western?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Who cares? Yeah. We don't have a program. 248-539-9797.
I really need them to win because I need you to smile about something.
I have nothing left.
I know.
All right. So clearly, Tigers are going to start in a delay. We'll get you the pregame here in a few minutes. Pat Caputo will pick up coverage shortly after. I'm also going to need Luke never to walk in here and do an update and use the words "the woodshed" again. This team blows.
I wondered, is that still being used?
It is. It can't be.
David, it is. And this man just needs to go home. So you know what, Mike?
No, go home. I think that,
and
that should.
I'm going to do the big finish. You just leave. You can go.
I'm just saying, it ain't good enough to call it the woodshed.
I don't think it should be used anymore because of who really. He's not there anymore.
No, it was the woodshed before he's
been
there.
The woodshed since Saban, basically.
He brought it. He kind of tried to make it hip again. And then for 2 years ago, when you were winning, yes.
But I'd rather just call it Spartan Stadium at, you know, like Rocket Mortgage Field or something. Like, get that money coming in and fix the damn place because it's not nice.
And they got the new seats. Oh, yeah. You haven't seen the theater seats.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I'm sure those are nice and affordable for a four-win football team.
I know. You want the handicap people out.
I did not say that. You know what? All I said was years ago, we were going to move zones, and I'm like, you need to have the party deck like Colorado State has. They have the beer garden, and you're like, that's the handicap section. I went, just move the section. Mm-hmm. That's all. Just move the section. Turned into the equivalent of Kenny saying he hates minority jobs.
Here's a brick wall for you. Here's a brick wall for you. We
never
can't
said
see.
That.
They can be moved. You can move them. That'd be fine.
Where are you moving them?
I told you.
That's what construction.
Parking lot?
No, anywhere. Just pick a different section. It just shouldn't be where you could build a beautiful open-air beer garden over the end zone. Whatever, dude. Just who cares? You know what? I'll probably never be in the place again in my life. It doesn't matter.
You will, David. You'll be back.
We don't need big finish music. Just ask me the questions you want to ask.
I will ask you the questions.
I need the music, David.
All right.
All right.
Mike, you want to go ahead? I got this. David, cut his mic off because he's going to leave. I got this.
We're going to do is we're going to start with you, Rico, because I'm shocked. You've never seen Breaking Bad or The Wire. How does this happen in life?
Well, because I watched other shows. I watched Power. I watched Game of Thrones. I did watch The Sopranos. So I watched other shows. Oz. I just never watched those. I started Breaking Bad, and then for some reason I stopped and I never picked it back up.
Mike, is that why you replaced him with a recycling bin?
No, that was his torque take.
Well, speaking of the Tigers and speaking of torque, Mike, you had numbers today.
Yeah.
They would have to go 22-8 to make 88 wins and possibly the playoffs.
Yeah.
So you suggested bringing up Job if that's what you want to do.
Just having some fun. Yeah. The idea of, hey, we only have two starters. If let's say they beat up on the Angels here, who are also terrible. I think they're 23 games under .500. If you wanted to make a real run at it, you could highly manage his innings. But again, it was just a fun idea. I don't want anyone pulling their hair out over it. It was just an idea.
Right, because you gave them choices. If you want to go for it, then you do something
and
like
again,
that.
And again, I'm happy they're winning because it forces Chris Illich and Scott Harris to be serious people this offseason.
And I think that's the most important part of the Tigers conversation today is you want to put pressure on Scott Harris and Chris Illich to spend this offseason. Do you think they've built a core? They've always said, the minute we have a core, we will spend.
Okay.
So if you find that out and you continue to be over .500, then spend this offseason.
That a baby.
So let's get to the Lions, rather, because it was cut day. No big significant move. I mean, Nate Sudfeld was cut. He is not the backup. Hooker will be the backup. But you suggested bringing in Kadarius Toney.
I was tongue-in-cheek a bit, but I said, hey, is your culture strong enough to handle bringing a complete moron here? Because the only player released today at the wide receiver position that has that electric trait happens to be the biggest idiot. It would be Kadarius Toney. Take it from a Giants fan. I'm just asking, would you dare?
But if you're still looking for the big receiver, Noah Brown from the
Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Wouldn't hate it.
6'2".
Wouldn't hate it.
Yeah, Equanimeous was also released. He's 6'5", I believe.
Would make Amon-Ra happy.
I'll never
make
forget
his parents
him
happy
from the game against Texas. And Joe Tessitore screaming, Texas is back. And it's like, no, Joe, no, they're not.
Not even close.
I think everybody screamed Texas is back. But yes, I do remember that.
And we got to the Sign Stealer doc. That is out today on Netflix. And we talked about some weird Michigan talking points regarding this. Some people still believe, oh, everyone does it. It's no big deal. And we also talked about if your opinion was changed or not from the doc.
I don't think it changed anyone's opinion on either side. I thought it was poorly constructed. I thought it was a weird faux sympathy angle thing for Connor Stallions. I don't know. I didn't have high expectations. But look, if ESPN had produced a 30 for 30 on it, I'd be more in tune to it and respect it. This felt very similar to the Manziel Untold that I was like, what is this?
And I guess, and if they had talked to people who didn't have some type of tie to Michigan, it's like, this is exactly what they were going to say. He was not in it, but yeah, it was like you didn't really try to go after information. You just,
okay.
Tiger baseball.
He was not in it as well. Well, he had a play-by-play call in it. Doug Karsh did. He was also not in it.
Okay.
It was just weird. It was just very weird elements. Weird. He did not cringy. Remember things.
He's quoting Bo. He can't remember stuff. Next.
That will start in a delay. Pat Caputo's got you covered. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Sound good?